next year. Oh, she thought by now she'd have a man, two car seats and a minivan. She said something's got, something's got, something's got. Some gotta give me butterflies, some gotta make me feel alive. Yeah, some gotta give me dreams of life, some gotta make me feel alright. I don't know where it is, yeah, but something's got. I don't know where it is, yeah, but something's got. I don't know where it is, yeah, but something's got.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Totality is coming from Texas up through Maine. The skies will be getting dark today during the solar eclipse. ABC's Maria Vibral is in Del Rio, Texas.
This is a city that has a population of about 60,000 people or so. They are expecting that to swell between 15 and 20,000 for this total eclipse because they are expected to get the first glimpse of the eclipse here, and they will be in the path of totality as well.
Ground stops announced just now in southern Illinois and in Burlington, Vermont, both in the path of totality. They aren't used to that many planes at their airports. No jail time for actor Jonathan Majors, but he has been sentenced to probation and ordered to undergo domestic violence and mental health counseling after his third-degree sexual assault and second-degree harassment convictions last year. Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the ship that collapsed in Baltimore's Key Bridge, an important step toward the full reopening of the shipping lane. This is ABC News. Trouble in the skies over Denver for a passenger plane over the weekend.
The FAA investigating another frightening mid-air incident. The engine cover on a Southwest flight from Denver to Houston ripping open minutes after takeoff. Exit row passengers say it happened as the plane was still ascending. They immediately lit up their call buttons. Southwest says the plane landed safely after experiencing a mechanical issue and says our maintenance teams are reviewing the aircraft. The airline sending passengers to Houston on another plane.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault. There may be new trouble for ex-owner Elon Musk in Brazil. A Supreme Court justice there is adding Elon Musk to an investigation over spreading fake news. He's also facing potential obstruction charges after he threatened to defy a court order to block some accounts on X. And down to just two, UConn and Purdue set to face off tonight for the men's college basketball national championship. South Carolina took the women's title. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
A low of 40 tonight with a slight chance of a shower. Tuesday, partly sunny and 60. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and a low of 38. Wednesday, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm with a high in the upper 60s. Thursday, 59 with showers likely. And Friday, decreasing clouds in the afternoon and breezy with a high of 57.
100.9 WURCO. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You'll find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, and stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up.
find out who your friends are. To slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop and think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find friends are when the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop and think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch, swing out in the middle of nowhere. Yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. Man, I've been there.
ABC News this hour is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Supplies for cows to ferrets and everything in between.
Friends, when it comes to her,
when it comes to him,
never again. Last time was the last time, that time nearly did us in.
Yeah, too much drama.
Girl, you're a match.
You're gasoline.
We just burn too fast. So here we are, lighting up that spark. Yeah, we tried to run, but we didn't get far. I never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. Anything's possible. The highs are unstoppable. It's so uncontrollable. It's crazy. We say we won't, and then we do. You're all I want. I never say never with you. You got a touch that kills me.
Makes me feel alive.
Couldn't turn me off.
Yeah.
Tonight we might get it right.
I
never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. Anything's possible. The highs are unstoppable. It's so uncontrollable. It's crazy. We say we won't, and then we do. You're all I want. I never say never with you.
Thank you.
my friends when it comes to her.
When it comes to him,
never again.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday at 11:30. This week's auction includes a herd from Joe Zinzer of Racine County. 25 head of Holstein dairy cows is coming for this auction. AI sired and bred on DHIA test, averaging 75 to 80 pounds daily in the tank. Two purebred Jerseys are also included, plus fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday starting at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle. Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding concert this Sunday, April 14th with the Cavatina Duo at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Cavatina Duo with guitar and flute has become one of the most impressive combinations of its kind in the world. Critics rave about the style and the technical expertise of the Cavatina Duo. Don't miss the Cavatina Duo this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Tickets will be available at the door. This event is hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Girl, I swear I never use words like forever. Can't believe that ever came out of my mouth. Oh, felt like I was dreaming, but when you started leaving, my heart started thinking out loud, and now I keep replaying in my mind what went down last night. Did I overstep the line we've been walking? Swear I wasn't even drunk, so if I said too much, oh, that was just a love talking. When I said you're the only one I'm ever gonna need, ever gonna want, don't know what came over me. Plain and honest truth is I've been holding on to this for a long, long time. Still hungover, never been more sober. Can't blame a liquor buzz, no, that was just love. When I said you're the only one I'm ever gonna need, ever gonna want, don't know what came over me, that was just a love. When I later said that I wanted you for my whole life, you and me turned.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation that someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. I'll find myself in a crowded room or my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 You said you'd love me forever. Then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching you. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. In a crowded room or my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still. You've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
100.9 WRCO. I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Could have heard a pin drop when they walked through the door. Had to turn my eyes away. My heart fell to the floor. Someone whispered, "Where's your halo?" She had an angel's face. He stood there.
I'm Sherry Preston. Totality is coming from Texas up through Maine. The skies will be getting dark today during the solar eclipse. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in Del Rio, Texas.
This is a city that has a population of about 60,000 people or so. They are expecting that to swell between 15 and 20,000 for this total eclipse because they are expected to get the first glimpse of the eclipse here, and they will be in the path of totality as well.
Ground stops announced just now in southern Illinois and in Burlington, Vermont, both in the path of totality. They aren't used to that many planes at their airports. No jail time for actor Jonathan Majors, but he has been sentenced to probation and ordered to undergo domestic violence and mental health counseling after his third-degree sexual assault and second-degree harassment convictions last year. Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the ship that collapsed in Baltimore's Key Bridge, an important step toward the full reopening of the shipping lane. This is ABC News. Trouble in the skies over Denver for a passenger plane over the weekend.
The FAA investigating another frightening mid-air incident. The engine cover on a Southwest flight from Denver to Houston ripping open minutes after takeoff. Exit row passengers say it happened as the plane was still ascending. They immediately lit up their call buttons. Southwest says the plane landed safely after experiencing a mechanical issue and says our maintenance teams are reviewing the aircraft. The airline sending passengers to Houston on another plane.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault. There may be new trouble for ex-owner Elon Musk in Brazil. A Supreme Court justice there is adding Elon Musk to an investigation over spreading fake news. He's also facing potential obstruction charges after he threatened to defy a court order to block some accounts on X. And down to just two, UConn and Purdue set to face off tonight for the men's college basketball national championship. South Carolina took the women's title. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Look for partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for a light shower later on. Lows of 40, it's 60 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office said five people died in a crash that happened Sunday morning in the town of West Point. At 11:25, the Sheriff's Office responded to the head-on collision between the passenger car and a pickup on Highway 60 near Reynolds Road. A deputy in Lodi EMS arrived to find the head-on crash between the vehicles. Columbia County Sheriff Roger Brandner said the pickup truck was traveling west and the passenger car was headed east on Highway 60. The passenger car crossed the center line and struck the pickup truck. The driver of the pickup truck was a 70-year-old man from Prairie du Sac. The driver of the passenger car was a 17-year-old girl from Merrimack. Her passengers were a 42-year-old man from Merrimack, a 62-year-old woman from Blue Mounds, and a 26-year-old man from Prairie du Sac. Everyone died at the scene except for the 26-year-old man in the passenger car. He was taken to UW-Madison, where he later died. Local elections clerks say they'll do their best to do their jobs and serve voters under two new constitutional amendments passed by voters last week. Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernard tells Capital City Sunday her office will do its best to run safe and secure elections. Now that private money is banned from boosting the ballot count, Bernard says she's working on contingency plans in case her office needs more money. Oral arguments are today in a Madison courtroom where a judge will decide if a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will get more time to respond to his claims. The recall group wants to know which district Voss might be subject to recall in, his old district or his newly redrawn district. The group's first effort failed when the Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled it didn't collect enough valid signatures. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. Prompts on the website encourage users to find out more about different campuses, learn about the cost of college, and apply for admission. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reminds you that its COVID-19 treatment program will end Wednesday, April 10th. The program, initially planned to end in 2023, was extended to April 2024 due to the success of the program and high cases of COVID-19 circulating at the time. Since it launched in November 2022, the program completed 8,819 consults, providing health guidance and access to COVID-19 antiviral treatments to people across Wisconsin at no cost. According to the DHS Weekly Respiratory Virus Surveillance Report, COVID-19 is currently circulating at low levels and transmission is decreasing. After Wednesday, you can continue to access COVID-19 antiviral treatments through your health care provider, community clinic, or pharmacy. The cost of appointments and treatment will depend on your health insurance. People without health insurance or whose health insurance may not cover COVID-19 care may be eligible to seek treatment through Wisconsin's Forward Health free or low-cost health clinics. If prescribed a COVID-19 therapeutic, patients with Medicare, Medicaid, and those who are uninsured can receive the treatment at no cost through the Federal Patient Assistance Program through December 31st. Patients with private insurance can utilize Pfizer's PAXCESS Patient Support Program to receive a voucher up to $1,500, which could reduce out-of-pocket costs to zero. Patients who have previously received care through the Wisconsin COVID-19 Treatment Telehealth Program with Color Health accounts can continue to view their after-visit summaries online. To learn more about COVID-19 treatments and vaccine near you, go online to vaccines.gov. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow's doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
Margaret Crome is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. She says this kind of help is good for new farmers just getting started.
That technology and others that are emerging has made it a much less expensive investment than many, many approaches to farming.
The deadline to apply for a grant is May 26th.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held at St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call this evening at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson-Boscobel Area Health. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local Military Honors Unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis A. Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in the St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations in Dennis's name be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tiffany and Logan Olson had a son, Luke Logan.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Weather was quite a bit of sunshine, especially in the south and southeast portion of our listening area today. Cloudier north and west, gusty southwest winds, and temperatures fairly seasonal. It does look like we'll see some cloud cover roll through tonight as well as low pressure slides up through northeast Minnesota. Most of the rain, though, will probably skirt through Minnesota, parts of central and northern Wisconsin. Just a very slight chance of a little shower around here later on. Should get a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, continued seasonal. And then Wednesday will be noticeably warmer. Should be a beautiful April day. Be sure to get out there and enjoy. The next front will slide in from the northwest going to Thursday to bring us some showers and some cooler winds by Thursday night into Friday. We should dry off Friday as well. And then going into the weekend, the next surge of warmer weather is likely to slide back in from the central plains. Here's that forecast for tonight, partly or mostly cloudy. That small chance of a light shower later on, mainly in the northern part of the region. Low near 40 with a southwest wind at 5 to 10. Partly sunny tomorrow, high close to 60, west wind between 8 and 15. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low in the upper 30s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm, highs reaching the upper 60s. Heading into Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low at 44, high 59. Friday, light rain possible in the morning, decreasing clouds in the afternoon and breezy, low at 40, high near 57. Saturday, partly sunny and mild with a 30% chance of showers by late evening, low in the mid-30s, high of 66. And Sunday looks quite nice, partly cloudy and mild, low in the mid-40s with a high near 69 degrees. Have yourself a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We are at a partly sunny 60 degrees. Feels good to say that. Our record high for this day, 77, all the way back in 1971. A record low, 6 in 1972, just 1 year later. Last year on this day, our high was 48, and we saw yesterday 1,600ths of an inch of rain. Our morning low, 46. Sunset today will be at 7:36. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:30. No precipitation. The barometer is at 29.83 as it rises, and south winds at 3 to 5. Again, it's 60 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks. Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Coming up in a little bit here, in a few minutes, we'll have our pregame time as we're making our way toward 5 o'clock, and we will have coverage of North Crawford and Ithaca baseball. Phil Nee has the call right here on FM 100.9 and also live online at WRCO.com. After winning yesterday and winning their home series against Seattle 2-1, the Brewers are on the road to take on Cincinnati today. That game will be coming up in a little bit here. Pregame time just after 5 o'clock over on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. Also in sports, UConn and Purdue have dominated this year's NCAA tournament. Now they're set to meet the national champion on Monday night. They will be meeting for the big title. The Huskies are going for the first repeat men's title since Florida all the way back in 2006 and 2007. They have beaten five tournament opponents by an average of 25 points per game, the closest margin coming by 14 points. The Boilermakers are in the title game for the first time since falling to UCLA in 1969 in their lone appearance. Purdue is winning its tournament games by an average margin of 19.6 points. And former Badger coach Bo Ryan will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame next August. One of the winningest college basketball coaches of all time had a 747 and 233 record in more than 31 seasons and still holds the highest winning percentage in Big Ten Conference games. Wisconsin won four Big Ten regular season titles and three conference tournament titles while he coached in Madison. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Dr. Seuss said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwarz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether those questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Street, Richland Center, and visit Schwarz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914. Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports on the radio. Today it's the Rich and Valley Conference opener for the Ithaca Bulldogs and game number two for the North Crawford Trojans. The teams meet at Ithaca and the call is coming up from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com. This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
High school games today. River Valley is home against Highland in baseball. The River Valley softball team is on the road at Lancaster. River Valley's soccer team is at home against Wayland Academy. And the River Valley track teams are at Dodgeville for an invitational this afternoon. The Richland Center baseball teams are home against Portage. Action getting underway shortly. And the Riverdale baseball team is underway with action against Dodgeville.
In the Ridge and Valley Conference, it's a big game going on tonight in Cazenovia. The Kickapoo Panthers are taking on the Weston Silver Eagles. And coming up here on the radio, it's Ithaca taking on North Crawford, the Trojans visiting the Ithaca home ballpark. And for Ithaca, not such good luck last week. They were 0-3. The weather won all three times. It's been a tough start to the season for Coach Dan Clary and the Bulldogs.
It was. The guys are all amped up and ready to play, and then to have it rain over and over is a little bit depressing, but everybody's in that same boat. The sun's shining today. It looks like it's going to be good for you for a little while. And we have a lot of games on the slate, so we're ready to get going.
What do you know about North Crawford?
Well, North Crawford has been a much improving team over the past couple of years, and they got a lot of guys back from last year. And it was a team who had us down through six innings the first time we played them last year. Got a nice lefty on the mound that I'm sure we'll be seeing today. So it's definitely going to be a good contest to get things going this year.
And it's coming up on WRCO Radio this afternoon. This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. BL Signs strives to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary joins us. Dan, is it a busy week? What else do you have coming up after tonight?
Well, tomorrow we go to Potosi-Cassville, and they've got another solid team this year. I think they're picked to win their conference, so that'll be an excellent non-conference test for us. And then we go to Waseca on Thursday. So we got a loaded week this week.
Talking about losing some real talent to graduation last year, have you got that lineup set like you'd like it to be?
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, we have a plan, as we like to have, going into games, and we'll just see how it pans out. And those first few games are always just seeing, who's hot, who's not, move people around, and just find out what's going to click as the season goes on. That's just kind of a continuing process the entire year.
How's the field at Ithaca?
The field looked really good. I came in yesterday afternoon and worked it, but it looked really solid, so I know it's going to be ready to go again today.
And pitching-wise, have you figured out how it's going to be this year, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5?
Yeah, it's been, we had the schedule laid out, and we kind of lay things out the way we want it to be, but then weather steps in and does what it does, and so we've kind of mixed things around. We do have four or five guys who can really competitively throw, so we're sitting good that way. But, it's just going to be a matter of the guys, when you're playing four to possibly five games a week, your pitchers really have to be dialed in and stay as efficient as possible. So that's what we just try to tell them, get in and challenge batters and let our defense help them out. And that's what our plan of attack going in.
Have very many games been played in the Ridge and Valley yet?
In the Ridge and Valley, there's only been one that I know of. There's another non-conference game that went on, but DeSoto and Weston got in this past Friday with Weston taking a 3-1 win, I believe. So, everybody else is kind of itching to get going, and that's what we're hoping to get done today.
Sounds good. Is the team pretty healthy this day as we look at this week?
Yeah, it's looking good. The biggie was Houston Boland getting cleared this past week to play in that catching spot, and he's just kind of an anchor back there. And so him getting the ability to catch this year, cleared to catch anyways to start out the season, we're probably going to hold off on hitting him for a little while until we know that he's feeling really comfortable. But that was a biggie getting back. Everybody else seems to be doing really good, and we're hoping it stays that way.
All right, Dan. Good luck as you get ready for North Crawford today.
Okay, I appreciate it, Phil. Thank you.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary on today's WRCO pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area. and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca High School, the site of tonight's Ridge and Valley Conference baseball game. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ithaca, the Bulldogs' first game of the season after a championship run in 2023. We were there in Appleton. What an exciting time it was. And now back home in their home diamond to debut here in front of the home fans against North Crawford, a team that they battled in the Ridge and Valley Conference in basketball this year, wound up co-conference champions. And some of the same players on both teams are here on the baseball diamond today. So should make for a very good matchup between a couple of teams that features some very, very good athletes. Our game is engineered by Tim Feed, and this is Phil Lee inviting you to stay with us. High school baseball is right around the bend here. You're listening to high school action on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center at WRCO.com.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 to noon.